Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and this is the Naked Scientists Question of the Week. This week, we're plunging headfirst into people problems. Ian from the wet Welsh valleys got in touch with this.
I'm curious about the amount of water on our planet. If we, and all other animals, consist mostly of water, does this mean that as animal populations increase, the amount of water on the planet has to decrease to compensate? Would love to hear your comments.
So, since humans are mostly made up of the wet stuff and the population is increasing, will Earth's water supplies diminish? Phil Robinson from the Royal Society of Chemistry had this to say on the subject.
The simple answer is yes. The Earth is effectively a closed system, and the total amount of water it contains is essentially constant. Now, some of that water is stored in humans temporarily while they're alive, and so the more humans there are, then the greater the volume of water that will be stored in that reservoir. Now, on average, a human will hold about 40 litres of water, and if we take the world's population as a round sort of 7 billion, that gives a total volume of about 280 billion litres held in humans, which is a lot. It's almost one-third of a cubic kilometre.
Oh dear. Well, since the world population is estimated to have increased by 3 billion in the last 50 years and is anticipated to continue to rise, should we all be sensationally stockpiling personal supplies of water in preparation for disaster? Fear not. Phil has more on the topic.
However, the total volume of water that exists on the whole of the Earth, in whatever form, liquid, solid, gas or biological, is actually about 1.4 billion cubic kilometres. So the volume represented by people is just a tiny fraction. It's not even a billionth of the total amount of water. In fact, to make it a billionth, we'd have to increase the world's population about five times. So in short, yes, humans are a reservoir for the world's water, but the amount of water that represents is really just a drop in the ocean.
So yes, Ian, you are perfectly right. Increasing human populations will decrease the amount of water left on Earth, but not by any significant amount. We now jog along to gnaw on a rather fatty question.
Hi, this is Magnus from Edinburgh. I've just heard of this thing called shrink violet wraps, which are apparently some way that women are now using to lose a lot of weight and fat off themselves. And it seems to be very effective, and that kind of instantly worries me. They apparently kill fat cells through lysis. It just sounds dangerous to me. Could you guys illuminate that area? Thank you very much. I love the show.
So, have you heard of this new anti-fat fad called shrink violet wrap? Have you tried it? Does it work? And if so, how? Let us know your views. You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.